You know, it's easy to feed these expectations as a leader, thinking that you have to make everything nice in order for people to come back. But I tell you, I plead with you, that this is leading to the stats I mentioned about pastors. I mean, really, if you're always looking to do more to get people to come back, right, without the meat of the biblical purpose of the church, there is no way that you're ever going to keep up. It is only going to lead to burnout, and it's only going to lead to depression and the pastoral ministry to be an outright hazard to your family. We read in Matthew 24, Jesus' words, that this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. But Jesus needs you as a Christian to become equipped for this work. Welcome to the Catalytic Podcast, a ministry resource of 1-8 Catalyst. This podcast exists to give you practical and easy to remember tools toward spiritual growth that leads to Great Commission fulfillment. We'll also have interesting interviews of people who have walked the journey towards Great Commission fulfillment, and we'll be able to hear their stories. And now it's time for the Catalytic Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me for this, the 31st episode of the Catalytic Podcast. My name is Mike Falkenstein. I am the president and founder here at 1-8 Catalyst, and I am so glad that you are with me for this, the 31st episode. It is a little bit of a shorter special. It's a special episode that's a little bit shorter, and you know, in season two, I've just finished a series of videos together with a colleague of mine, Tony Miltenberger, on the spiritual disciplines. And we're going to change our focus over the next five episodes to minister to and talk directly to pastors. And so after this episode, there will be another four episodes, very special episodes for pastors with another colleague of mine, Todd Wagner. And Todd is not only an author, but is the former pastor at Watermark Community Church in Dallas, Texas. And so I'm going to have Todd come on because he has been a pastor. I think he understands some of the very special challenges and issues of being a pastor. And so in this episode, I just want to prep for the next four episodes with Todd with a little bit of a shorter episode speaking from the heart to pastors. And so pastors, first of all, I want you to know, if you're a pastor, I just really appreciate you and what you're doing. I know your job is hard. In fact, I really think that the American pastor has a very unique situation, maybe stresses and challenges that no other job has. And so I understand that you have a very hard job to do. And, you know, there are people on one hand that you're dealing with in your church who will praise you to your face and will cut you in the back, so to speak. You know, I heard about a church one time that had a church split over the color of the carpet. And, you know, you're dealing with committees, people complaining. Listen, I understand that you have a very hard job, and I want to do my best in my position, whatever platform I have here at 1-8 Catalyst, to come alongside you and serve you. You know, 1-8 Catalyst exists to create resources and deliver training that is a catalyst enabling every Christian to reach their world for Christ. And so while we are ministering to generally those in the congregation, we also have a heart for pastors. We want to create resources and deliver training that really does come alongside pastors, because I know that your job is quite hard, right? I mean, the statistics on Western pastors is brutal. The website soulshepherding.org organized and put together in one great, really great tool, some statistics on the American pastors and the statistics on Western pastors. It really is brutal. Let me just give you a taste. They said that 70% of pastors say they have a lower self-esteem now than when they entered the ministry. 70% constantly fight depression. 50% feel so discouraged that they would leave their ministry if they could, but they don't feel like they could find another job. 80% believe that their pastoral ministry has negatively affected their families, and 33% said it was an outright hazard. Yikes. 50% admit using pornography, and 37% report inappropriate sexual behavior with someone in the church. And on one hand, I feel like when I read those statistics, it seems like it's almost sort of unreal, right? That American pastors would be really doing that poorly. But I think these statistics serve as both a testament of the price pastors are paying and a sign that there really could be, and there is, something quite wrong with the Western church. And it's hard for me to believe that those who are serving in Christ's church, the bride of Christ, should be suffering so, right? It just seems like, hey, if this is Christ's church, it actually ought to be a joy to be a pastor. 70% should not constantly be fighting depression. 33% should not say that their pastoral ministry is an outright hazard to their families. And so it indicates to me that something is amiss, that something isn't going as it should. And while I don't underestimate the impact that the spiritual battle that these, that pastors are under, because that is real. Obviously, we know that our enemy is coming only to kill, to steal, and destroy. It seems to me that those who are called to be serving our great God and His Son, Jesus Christ, should not be struggling. God does want His church to advance, and it is the primary way that God has set up to do that, was through the church and the advancement of His church throughout the world. And so it seems like that, shouldn't service in an organization overseen by God and set up for the glory of His Son go smoother for those involved? Boy, I would certainly think so. And so if that's you today, Pastor, if you resonate with those statistics, if you are in the 70 and 80 and 50% of the different categories, I'd like to give you a couple of encouragements today, a couple of, I just want to come alongside you and help you. And so I start with a quick question for you today, Pastor. I'd like to ask you about your why. I think for all of us in ministry, the why question is crucially important. Why are you doing your ministry? Is it for you? Have you gotten used to feeding your ego? Or is it out of a sense of calling in your life? This may seem silly for me to ask that question, but I'm really surprised how many pastors struggle in this area. In asking your why, I'd like to encourage you to probe with your top leaders if the purpose of your church is to do everything you can to make sure that people are coming back, or is it, as we read repeatedly in Scripture, to make disciples that make disciples? And these two whys are very different things. I mentioned Todd Wagner. We'll have him on the next four episodes. And he wrote a really good book that I would highly recommend. In fact, in the description for this podcast episode, I will leave a link to his book. His book is called Come and See: Everything You Wanted to Know in the One Place You Would Never Look. And in his book, he writes, he has really a fantastic illustration about this. He states that people in America select churches much like they would a cruise ship. He writes, whether consciously or otherwise, they ask certain questions that reveal their expectations. Do I like the music in the ballroom? Do I like the captain and his staff? Do I get good service? Is it pleasant and comfortable? Do I like the experience enough to sail with them again? And unfortunately, that attitude, like pastors, I know you pick up on that. You pick up on the fact that people are coming to find out whether or not they like the atmosphere and, again, the carpet and the music. And, while there's nothing wrong at excelling at all of those things, it's easy to feed these expectations as a leader, thinking that you have to make everything nice in order for people to come back. But I tell you, I plead with you that this is leading to the stats I mentioned about pastors. I mean, really, if you're always looking to do more to get people to come back, right, without the meat of the biblical purpose of the church, there is no way that you're ever going to keep up. It is only going to lead to burnout, and it's only going to lead to depression and the pastoral ministry to be an outright hazard to your family, because that hamster wheel, you just you're just never going to get off of that hamster wheel, right? I mean, you put yourself and your team on that hamster wheel and you'll never get off. And far too often, again, burnout and discouragement prevails. And so let me just give you a different paradigm to look at. In the book that I wrote on the six marks of a church that makes disciples, I've developed my own biblical purpose for the church. And the biblical purpose of the local church, I really just kind of did a bunch of Bible study, looked at what we would, you know, what we saw, what I saw in the Bible, and I came up with this biblical purpose for the local church. So as far as I can tell, the biblical purpose of the local church is to glorify God by worshiping Him, edifying His people, by proclaiming the gospel of Jesus to the whole world, and making disciples through the baptizing and teaching of new believers. So let me just state that again. The biblical purpose of the local church is to glorify God by doing four things: worshiping Him, edifying His people, by proclaiming the gospel of Jesus to the whole world, and making disciples through the baptizing and teaching of new believers. And so, Pastor, as I end this episode, let me give you a couple of encouragements. One professional and several personal encouragements. My professional encouragement for you in your professional world is that the biblical purpose of the local church, again, to glorify God by worshiping Him, edifying His people, proclaiming the gospel, and making disciples, should be the only thing that you're concerned about. And I know that's a really hard truth to come to grips with, because I understand you want people. You want your church to be attractional. And yes, there is a place for doing all of those things with excellence. In other words, you don't want to completely give up on the atmosphere of the church, you know, whether or not you've got greeters. I mean, you want it to be nice, and you should. But when decisions need to be made in terms of what your church, what is the why of your church, and personally, what is the why of your own ministry, the biblical purpose of the local church should be the only thing that you're concerned about. And it should be the way that you tell whether or not you're succeeding. Are you doing well at worshiping Him, edifying His people, which would include, you know, equipping through training, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus, making sure that those at your congregation and at your church know, at this church, we proclaim the gospel, and we're going to teach you how to do it. I'm doing it myself. It is in Acts 1:8 and Mark 16:15, a biblical purpose of the local church. And then the making disciples through baptizing and teaching of new believers. Of course, we all know the Matthew 28 passage that forms the foundation of the Great Commission. That should be the, you know, what you, how you judge success. And then personally, again, ask yourself that why. Why are you a pastor? And what is God calling you towards? And if you don't know an answer to that outside of it provides for my family, which again, you want to provide for your family, but if that's the only reason, I'm just going to give you some encouragement, Pastor, and say it just may be time to go do something else with the rest of your life. There is a clear purpose that you should be accomplishing in your own life as a pastor leading a congregation. Full-time ministry is far too hard, and the sacrifices are far too great to be going through the motions. There's no shame, Pastor, in stepping away. I know a lot of guys that have done it, and, you know, maybe even it's just for a season. And through it all, as you ask yourself that question, please know that I'm praying for you. So over the next four episodes, as I mentioned, Todd Wagner is going to come, and together we're going to walk through four episodes. The first one, which will be episode 31, will have a biblical mandate for pastors to make disciples. And I'm really excited about this episode because I wrote a very small little book called Being and Making Disciples in the Western Church. And you can find it on Amazon if you're interested. But I began to break down, why is it that very few churches are actually making disciples? In fact, a recent survey study and a survey indicated that only 5% of American churches have a reproducible disciple-making strategy, which is surprising given the direct command that Jesus Himself gives to us to go and make disciples. And so it goes all the way to, well, pastors have not been discipled. Pastors have not been taught how to make disciples that make disciples in their seminary. I can't tell you all the blog posts that you can find on Google about here are the things they didn't teach me in seminary. So we're going to help you with that and give you some tips. In episode 32, we'll give some tips for pastors then who do not know how to make disciples. I am actually working on a new book resource, which is literally a step by, so if you want to make disciples, here's a step-by-step process. I just think it's absolutely crucial for pastors to be the leaders in their church in that area to say, hey, if Jesus said it, we're going to do it, right? And then episode 33, we're going to talk more about these stats that I mentioned on pastors, why pastors are struggling, and some encouragement for them. And then episode 34, we're just titling, Help is on the Way for Pastors, How to Love Your Pastor. And we do love you, Pastor. And we want to see you succeed. And we want you to be a church that, leading a church that is making disciples that make disciples. And so as I end this episode, thank you for listening. We love you. We want to see you do well. And if you need any help, if you're one of the 70% that's constantly fighting depression, I would say, first of all, look in your local area for help. But if worst comes to worst, we do have a catalytic podcast suggestion line that you can just call 303-335-9658. And if that's, hey, Mike, I need these resources. I need you to come and teach our people how to make disciples that make disciples. I could just use someone to talk on the phone with once a month and pray together. I would be absolutely honored to do it. So thank you for listening. Look forward to having you for these next four episodes with Todd Wagner. And sure appreciate you, Pastor. We're praying for you. Thank you for joining us. And I'll look forward to having you with me on the next episode of the Catalytic Podcast. Thank you for joining me for the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. For more information, be sure to visit our website at 18catalyst.org. And never forget, the Great Commission is a command that Jesus gave you as a Christian to obey. I'll be praying for you that you find your part in it. See you next time.